It's a big day for the Miami Dolphins. It's great to have last night being able to have the opportunity to select a high-quality young man that's an excellent football player. We just couldn't be happier to welcome Juwan James to the Miami Dolphins. He's a player, as we went through the process, we were looking for tough, smart, productive players and guys who had produced at a high level for a long time and that fit the criteria of what we were looking for. And as we scouted Juwan through the process, at every step of the process, he definitely fit as a Miami Dolphin, and that's why with the 19th selection last night, we were couldn't wait to select Juwan James and add him to the Miami Dolphins. So with that, I want to introduce Juwan. Come on up. Have a couple photo ops here. Let me get his hat on too.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Everyone good? Good. Yeah. Appreciate it. So, Juwan, how has the past few hours been for you? Has it been crazy, or has there been any sanity to it, I guess?
It's definitely been crazy. I haven't slept yet. Just definitely excited. Got to spend some time with my family last night. Enjoyed that. This whole process, it was a blessing. You know, my life dream came true last night. You know, I appreciate the Dolphins, you know, for inviting me to this organization. I'm ready to go to work.
Have you ever been to South Florida? What's your experience in South Florida?
My last experience was my visit here. You know, I didn't want to leave when I came down here. I wanted to be a part of this team. You know, my prayers were answered last night. Just a lot of different teams. I had several visits, but you know, during this whole process, I had on my mind, you know, I was going to go to the place I'm supposed to be, you know, and this feels right, and you know, I'm glad to be here, and I'm supposed to be here.
What team did you grow up rooting for?
Never rooted for a specific team. I always had favorite players. Growing up, I like, you know, Michael Vick, like Warwick Dunn. You know, being from that Atlanta area, didn't really like the Falcons though. But yeah, I've always been a player guy, you know, instead of a team guy.
Why did you play the Falcons?
I don't know. Didn't want to follow the crowd or everybody in Atlanta. That was just, you know, all over them.
You have 49 starts in your college career. Do you look back in amazement that you were able to accomplish that?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, it's a blessing for me to be able to stay healthy that long, you know, be consistent enough. And, you know, I had several different coaches during that time. And for me to, you know, keep proving myself to them and showing them the consistency of me having that position. So it's definitely, you know, it helped during this process. It helped, you know, I feel like it's going to help transition to this next level, having that experience.
Having to come in and start right away, and, you know, there's a lot of defensive ends that are going to be lined up opposite you on the right side. Is there any pressure on you? How do you feel about that?
I don't feel pressure. You know, I just want to come in and compete. You know, I want to contribute to this team, you know, and the best way I can, you know, whatever that is. And whoever's in front of me, you know, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to compete and I'm going to block them. So I just want to come in here and contribute to the team in a positive way, you know, on and off the field.
Juwan, have you had a chance to meet some of the other your teammates are going to be on the offensive line? I know you just got here today.
But... I went to school with Dallas Thomas, played with him for 3 years. On my visit, got a chance to meet Pouncey. Some of the other guys in the locker room saw them, but haven't yet today.
How closely did you follow everything that happened last year here, and thoughts on the situation and your comfort level?
Oh, I'm comfortable. You know, I'm comfortable. I've been around this environment on my visit. You know, I've been around them through this whole process, these coaches, you know, Mr. Hickey, everybody. And that's last year. I'm focused on this year and my new opportunity and our team's new opportunity.
Juwan, read somewhere where you're into karate. How proficient are you at it?
In school, I was graduating earlier in December, so it wasn't a lot of the classes left for me to take. So me and Dallas, they put us in this karate class. They said it was going to help with our hands and things like that with football.
Not to throw you around in controversy, but Pouncey tweeted out last night, already looking forward to the gifts. What's your reaction to that?
Oh, no, I don't have a reaction. You know, he's probably just, you know, playing, just, you know, saying things. It's all part of the process, you know, being a rookie. But I'm just looking forward to coming in and working with these new guys.
Did you go up against Clowney much in college? And if so, how'd you do?
I went against him this year. It was only for about maybe eight or seven plays, but I did pretty well. You know, he's a great defensive end. You know, I'm a good offensive tackle too, so I just blocked him. That was my job. I was sitting on my couch with my family, you know, just casually watching it, and, you know, got a phone call, the best phone call of my life. Everybody, you know, was in the room, started, you know, yelling and screaming stuff. I had to leave the room and go talk to these guys, and I just really appreciate it. It was the best moment of my life.
Did you get emotional? It seemed like a lot of guys were getting emotional.
Yeah, I did, especially because, you know, I went into it not having expectations. I just wanted to, you know, just play football, you know, anywhere. And, you know, this is the place I wanted to go to. You know, this is my last visit. This is where I was like, I wanted to be here. So, you know, God definitely blessed me. He heard my prayers and he answered them.
What was it about the Dolphins that made you feel that way, that you felt this was where you should be?
Like I said, the interaction I had, you know, with this whole coaching staff and everybody in the organization throughout this whole process, the draft process as a combine, Senior Bowl, just coming to my pro day, meeting with them here, you know, getting here, seeing the facility, talking to some of the guys on the team, and just feeling the right atmosphere, you know, getting to talk to Dallas Thomas, my former teammate, and how he feels about everybody. So it just felt like a great fit.
Have you spent much time in Miami?
No, sir, never have.
What do you think? I know it's a desirable area. A lot of college kids want to play down here.
Yeah, you know, it's a nice area, but I'm down here to work. You know, it's my first job, so I gotta come prepared, and I can't let all those distractions distract me. I just want to come in here and work and contribute.
How much contact did you have with Dallas Thomas through last summer?
Oh, a lot. You know, Dallas is one of my best friends. Like I said, I played with him for 3 years. He was just letting me in on, you know, the transition. He was getting me ready for the process. I just went through this whole combine and draft process. So he definitely did a good job of mentoring me and getting me prepared for some of the things that were coming ahead.
Juwan, when did you start to think that you had a chance to play in the NFL? I mean, was it when you first went to Tennessee or a little bit later?
It was after my freshman year. That's when I think the switch, you know, really flipped. Talking to my coaches, them telling me I have the tools and, you know, the work ethic. I just gotta maximize it. You know, I gotta get the most out of it. And, you know, I appreciate all the coaches I've had to get me to this point. And, you know, that. But I say my after my freshman season is really when I really saw it kick in.
You always been on the offensive line?
Yes. In high school, I played tight end.
Yeah.
It's very similar to what I did this previous year with my new coaching staff with Coach Jones. When he came to Tennessee, he brought the zone blocking scheme. You know, it fits what I bring to the table very well. You know, I have long arms. You know, in the pass block, I'm able to move and, you know, adjust and things like that. And it's definitely the same just watching it on the film and watching the game. Some of the same schemes with the zone blocking.
Well, where does your athleticism come from? And anybody else in your family? College, pro sports?
No, I'm the only child in my family. My mom, she was just a hardworking lady. My dad, same thing, and didn't play sports. But I played basketball my whole life growing up. Didn't start playing football until eighth grade. So I don't know. I've just been blessed, I guess, with that athletic ability.
What made you finally start playing football? Not finally.
Yeah.
Eighth grade. What made you start playing football?
I grew up in New Jersey, then moved down to Georgia in the seventh grade. And I was always a bigger kid. And everybody's like, man, you need to play football. That's a big thing in the South. It started off as a tight end. Then my high school coach, he told me, you know, you could be maybe a D2 or, you know, a non-scholarship basketball player, but I feel like you could be a really good offensive lineman. So, you know, he definitely was right.
You were a forward, a center?
I was a forward. Yeah, more of a wingman. I'm good. I feel like I'm pretty good at basketball. Not just one. You know, I watch a lot of tape. I like to watch a lot of tape of a lot of different guys and just, you know, see different things they're doing. Just pick up on the game as you watch it. So just watching several different type of guys. Got Joe Staley, guys like him. Watch Michael Orr. Just any clips I can find, you know, just turn on the TV watching an NFL game.
Although you like hoops, you know, there's another James here in South Florida that I'm like Trump, you know, hoops there.
Yeah, that's the king around here.
What's your experience in your sports background dealing with locker room hazing and boarding, that sort of thing?
I'm a pretty, mentally tough guy. You know, I know it's all part of the process. It's all part of the football. You know, it's all part. We're all family. And at the end of the day, we go out there, we compete, against each other. We compete with each other. Then on Sundays, we compete for each other. So I feel like it just builds brotherhood. It's nothing, nothing bad or negative.
Juwan, do you expect to be the opening day starter at right tackle?
I don't expect anything. Like I said, I expect to come in and work hard and, earn what I'm given. I gotta go earn it. That's how I was raised my whole life. You got to earn what you get.
All right,
couple more.
I'm curious, what did you do with the position? You said you started in like 8th, 9th grade. Just made you say, I really
want to
play this position. Not a glaring one, but,
When I saw, where it could take me and, how good I was at it, and then I just wanted to hone in and get better at it. Once I saw that I was okay at it, I didn't even know technique, didn't know anything. And I really started working at it, and I saw the progress I was making. So I really enjoyed it, and I learned to love, offensive line. And the best part of it is the guys you're blocking with on your right and left, and, and that running back or that quarterback success, because we don't get a lot of that. But when they're getting success, then you did your job.